know you're supposed to be asleep, right? You're getting too old for these bedtime stories, too. But alright, I'm gonna read you a story. But you gotta make a deal with me, though. After I read you this, you're going to bed. That's the deal? Alright. So this story right here, it's called The Three Little Pigs.
So they were three little pigs. They was all growing up, and they were drinking some hot coffee and eating donuts. It was a beautiful sunny day, some real perfect weather, and the pigs was dressed the same, cause they all work together, and that job ain't really easy, and they work is kinda scary, so they all got water guns. That's their favorite thing to carry, and they'll squirt you more than once if they think it's necessary, but we'll talk about that later. Let's get back to the story. Deep inside the forest was a family of wolves and a pack. Even though they had sharp teeth and they were black, ain't really mean that they'll attack. Just means that they were trapped, because the color of their fur made some believe that they was bad. Now, I know that sounds sad, but ain't nobody care, cause the problem with the wolves is they were never treated fair. And no matter where they go, only one thing is clear, that as long as you're a wolf, the pigs gonna be scared. So the forest and the town were separated, and if the wolves wanted to come around, they hesitated, cause they knew they wasn't welcome there. So every time they roam, they always said a prayer in hopes that they could make it home. But the night was getting cold and all the food was running low. And then right here is a picture of some pots on the stove, some empty cabinets, some old bread with the mold. Let me flip the page real quick. Then one of the wolves said they gon' drive up to the store, and so he hopped inside his car. And before he cranked the key, put his seatbelt on and buckled up to be as safe can be. Followed every traffic rule on the way from A to Z, and then he went to... Man, let me skip to the good part. So after he bought some groceries and he was done for good, then he put the food inside his trunk as fast as he could. Then he started driving perfectly and headed towards the woods, until he seen the pig's car and knew this probably wasn't good. The pigs on the prowl started speeding up and yelling loud, "Pull over right now. Turn the car off and throw the keys on the ground, and step out and get on your knees and don't even make a sound." The wolf said, "Wow, how is this allowed? I got my license, registration, why you trying to take me down?" And he was real scared, cause he knew what the pig's about, so he refused to get out and started speeding to his house. Then he pulled up, hopped out, almost fell down, but ran inside the front door. That's when he locked the pigs out. Then the pigs screamed loud, "Get about this house now, or I'ma huff, I'ma puff, I'ma blow this house down." And now they got the house surrounded, pointing all their water guns, about to shoot some water rounds. Kicked the door down and all they heard was water sounds. That's what happens when the pigs fear you. So here's the moral of the story with a clear view. No matter who you're with or where you're at or where to, there's always gonna be three little pigs living near you.
Good night, buddy.